Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday, and I am still drinking my coffee. Thank you for tuning in this morning, my friends. It is a beautiful, beautiful day in wine country where we are harvesting left and right. And something about driving in this morning was very autumnal. I started seeing leaves falling as I'm driving down River Road through the Russian River Valley, and seeing so many of the vineyard leaves actually starting to turn color. This is where things really get gorgeous as they kind of go from that green to a slightly yellow and then brown and then burgundy. It's so beautiful right now, and still lots of trucks hustling and bustling beside me and behind me and on the other side of the road with grapes popping up and down in the vins, and it is just so exciting to see. So I have a few harvest reports to share with you today, but first let's thank our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Market, with four fabulous locations. There's nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets. And I already found myself actually recommending the pre-cooked or turkey that you can order from Oliver's for Thanksgiving, because they do such a beautiful job and a perfect job cooking the turkey for you, and their gravy is amazing. So this last week, I already found myself recommending that to a few friends that were looking to make a little bit of a stress-free Thanksgiving, and I was already plugging Oliver's for doing such a great job on turkey, and I thought, I can't believe I'm September and I'm already talking about this. Anyway, I digress a little bit. And a big thank you to Willoughby's, too, for sponsoring Wine Wednesday. Willoughby's has two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, last week, I talked about all kinds of harvest happenings in and around a wine country from three of my favorite dudes. These guys are great winemakers, and then all of a sudden, this week, I thought, you know what? I want to hear from the gals, the ladies of wine, some of my favorite women winemakers, to see what is happening in their world for winemaking and crushing and harvest and all that kind of stuff. And I reached out to, first and foremost, to three gals that are in different locations of wine country, just to kind of give us kind of an all-around perspective of what they are going through. And I thought I'd report to you some of the quotes that they gave me about harvest, and I asked them a few questions. And I'll start with Amy Chenoweth. Are you familiar with Amy Chenoweth and their wines, the Chenoweth wines? So amazing. And Amy and I have been friends for a long time, well before she started the wine label. And she and Charlie, you know, are just some of the coolest people. They're the kind of people that you meet and then you automatically go, hey, I want to break bread with you. Let's have a cocktail. Let's have a glass of wine. Let's have dinner together. I first met them because they would always hang out at Zazu Restaurant, and got to know them that way. And now, of course, I follow all their vineyards and their wines, and they're just really cool. So I reached out to Amy and asked her, how is Harvest 2024 going? And she said, you know, so far it's good. As a vineyard management company, which Chenoweth has this incredible vineyard management company, she said that they're about two-thirds of the way finished with their harvest as far as that goes. But for her label, Chenoweth Wines, they are completely harvested already, and they're on their way through the fermentations. And so if you're not familiar with Chenoweth, they farm in particular just Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, but not any Pinot Noir and not any Chardonnay. Their vineyards that they farm are some of the most highly sought after Pinot Noir and Chardonnay in all the land. I kid you not. Vineyards like Treehouse and some of these other name drops that they're doing. So keep a lookout for that. You know, I asked her, you know, Amy, what's the fruit looking like this year? And she said, Zig, the fruit is so beautiful. The berries are full and ripe. The sugars are really on point. And she goes, this year I'm noticing a great balance of acidity. And so the next question I asked her is, what's left to pick? And she said, well, as I mentioned, Chenoweth Wines, as far as our winery, is completely harvested. She says, but her management company, Chenoweth Wines management company, has about a third left to pick for their clients of Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. And then to end it up, I asked her, what are the surprises? Have there been any surprises for you so far this year for 2024 vintage? And she said, you know, for us, the sheer size of the crop in our vineyard has been a big surprise, especially in our Pinot Noir vineyards. So I was like, wow, that is pretty cool. So I encourage you to check out Chenoweth Wines. They have a really fun tasting program that's really unique, and you get to ride in these little ATVs all the way, do a little bit of four-wheeling up through their vineyards, and you get to see these incredible views and taste some great wines. So that is our report from Amy Chenoweth. And then next, I reached out to my girlfriend, Ashley Holland. Now, Ashley is great because she really works in a few different wine regions. So to get her perspective on what's happening in the world of wine grapes, she makes wine from several different vineyards in Mendocino and Sonoma County. And she has her own label, which is Reed Holland Wines, but she also makes wine for a lot of other wineries. So we get to get a pretty wide perspective, which I really, really was looking forward to. And so when I asked her, you know, how has 2024 been for you so far? And Ashley said, Zig, it is really amazing. And it started off with a bang. She said, upon her first vineyard samples and tasting fruit, she thought, can it be this soon? Is harvest really going to be this soon? And she said, alas, it really was. She said, 2024 is proving to be short and sharp with many things ready once, regardless of the varietal. So she's getting a lot of things coming in at once. That can be stressful, but also so exciting, in my opinion. She said they have perfect photosynthesis conditions that moved on into harvest on the early side of fall for her. She feels that this vintage for her is quintessential California, concentrated fruit and really bright flavors. Again, just like Amy Chenoweth had mentioned, she said the acidity levels have been absolutely brilliant. So far, she said she's brought in Pinot Gris, Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc. She said the appellations have stayed true to their normal schedules. So like I mentioned, Ashley, you know, gets fruit from both Mendocino and Sonoma County, and she's made some really epic daily road trips back and forth, she said, checking on it all. She said the cooling off that we've had the last week or so has been really great, and she said her Chardonnay has decided to cruise and enjoy the shortening days, and she sees that there's a lot more Chardonnay than expected, a heavier crop, she said. So she said her surprise this year for harvest has mainly been that many things are already kind of at the same time versus last year being much more hurry up and wait. So thank you, Ashley Holland, for that fabulous 2024 harvest update. I always look forward to this time of year. And of course, I do surprise tequila touchdowns and rum runs at a lot of these wineries to give the winemakers, you know, something fun to look forward to. So if you work for a winery and you're making wine and you want me to come touchdown for a surprise with some tequila or do a rum run to your winery, just send me an email and let me know. Ziggy@krsh.com. Now, I also have more calls into some other winemakers, so we will have some more harvest reports that are happening next Wednesday on Wine Wednesday, but I am going to also have a special guest in studio, and next Wednesday, you got to tune in because I am going to be releasing my favorite cocktail for this fall season, and I can't even believe next week when I come to you on Wine Wednesday, it's going to be autumn already. Oh, my goodness. Time is just flying by. Again, my email is ziggy@krsh.com if you're requesting a tequila touchdown or a rum run during harvest. And I hope to see everybody this Saturday at the Sonoma County Wine Auction, which is taking place at Chateau St. Jean. And if you're looking for something fun to do and you're not planning on going to the wine auction, check out Comstock Winery in the Dry Creek Valley because they are having an annual, really, really exclusive behind-the-scenes harvest tour where you get to go to the crush pad and check out all the action. And then you sit for a multi-course lunch, and the drummer and the cook, which is a fabulous culinary duo, are on point to do the harvest lunch this Saturday at Comstock Winery. That's going to be really, really great. And who doesn't want to sit there and have lunch with winemaker Chris Rusi? Hello, that's going to be so much fun. I think they have about a half a dozen seats left. That's it. So reach out to Comstock Winery ASAP if you want to go to their harvest tour and lunch this Saturday. This is Ziggy, and I am signing out for this Wine Wednesday, but I hope to have you join me on the airwaves next Wednesday for more excitement. Cheers.